Very happy Thursday evening to you, the 5th of November. I'm Kathleen Dunn. We have Newsmakers on the air until 10:30 tonight. And tonight we're going to be talking about the Catholic Worker Movement. The movement and Dorothy Day are being honored today and tomorrow at Marquette University. Dorothy Day, who died last year, had a lifelong commitment to social justice. We have two guests tonight who are at Marquette to lead discussions on the Catholic Worker Movement, and we'll meet them in a moment. Jerry Schultz is with us this evening, and he'll be answering your phone calls, and eventually we will invite you to join our conversation. Newsmaker's number is 799-1234, and the area code is 414, 799-1234. We have two guests with us this evening. Joe Zarella, one of our guests. Joe was a full-time member of the Catholic Worker staff in New York for 10 years, and he ran a number of activities there, the House of Hospitality, Daily Breadline, caring for needy people of the Bowery, proofreading galleys of typeset for the Catholic Worker newspaper, and he also worked on the Catholic Worker farm. He was a pacifist during World War II, and he helped to establish a camp for Catholic conscientious objectors. He later served with the American Field Service. He now lives in Tell City, Indiana, where he is a purchasing agent for a wood processing firm. Nina Polsey Moore is also with us tonight. Nina is a Milwaukee native. She graduated from South Division High School, entered Marquette University as a journalism freshman about 50 years ago, and after graduation she wrote advertising copy for Gimbel's and taught in Milwaukee public schools for about 5 years. She became interested in Dorothy Day through reading articles in the Catholic Worker newspaper, and she was instrumental in bringing Dorothy to Milwaukee in 1934 to address a convocation of students in the journalism college. She and Dorothy became lifelong friends, and in 1971 they traveled together with a peace group to visit Russia, Poland, and other Iron Curtain countries. Nina opened the Milwaukee Catholic Worker Holy Family House at 1019 North 5th Street, which operated for 4 years, closing in 1942. She worked in Chicago for a number of years, running a very well-known bookstore that was a well-known center for religious art and books, and popular gathering place for many people in Milwaukee, in Chicago. Sold the store in 1973 when she married her college classmate and moved to Sauk Center, Minnesota. Thank you both very much for being with us tonight. This movement, some people know about Dorothy Day, but I don't think she's as well known as she ought to be, because the work that she did and the work that you've been, both of you, involved in is really pretty heart-rendering, amazing kind of work.